My Uncle Mark has run a fishing guide service for 29 years. He floats down the Potomac River in a 14-foot aluminum raft that he designed. He goes through Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers come together near the Blue Ridge Mountains. My uncle says that for him, the thrill of fishing dates back to his childhood in Michigan.
You know, when I first started, it was like, you know, I'm going to catch fish. And as a little kid, it was like to ride back home from the Detroit River with a stringer across the handlebars of my bicycle. I was the great hunter, you know, or the great fisherman. And we took turns, as buddies would, to bring the fish home on their bikes.
I don't get to see my uncle a whole lot. But when I was little, he took my cousin and me fishing. He made us kiss the first fish that we caught, which was kind of silly and fun.
Oh, you always catch your first fish. 25 years ago, I had some younger anglers in my boat, and one of them caught a fish, and he gave it a kiss, and let it go, and I looked at him, and then I caught a fish, I think, a little bit later, and I didn't kiss it, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Oh," he says, "you have to kiss your first fish." And I went, and I said, "Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense." I think it sets the tone for the day.
When you hold a fish up to your face and you look closely at its glistening scales and you kiss it, you definitely feel close to it.
You know, I fish a lot. I hardly ever kill any fish anymore. And in fishing, it's really the most genteel of the blood sports. You know, you have all the pleasures of the hunt, but you don't have to make the kill.
When my uncle talks about nature, he gets this blissed out look on his face.
The watercolors can vary from, you know, coffee with cream if it's really been a lot of rain and it's all stirred up, to where it's a relatively clear, nice green to it. It can sometimes look like a trout stream where it's like gin clear. You know, it depends on rainfall and the time of the year and stuff. And I love flowing water because it's always changing and it's moving you. And especially when you wade in it, it runs between your legs and it's just, you feel like you're a part of it.
Some people talk about nature in spiritual terms. That's something I never talked about with my uncle, but I wondered.
Oh, that's probably as spiritual as I get. Yeah, I think sometimes, sure. You get a lot of respect for nature. And I guess spiritual quality. Yeah. When you really try to embrace the whole environment and you're taking in all the flora and fauna, you're taking in all the trees and the aquatic vegetation and then the insects that live in that environment and on all the creatures that live in the environment, plus the fish I might be pursuing and stuff, and then how all that works together and then how people impact that too. And I always feel like I never feel like I'm in control. I always feel like there's a lot of variables and I have an idea what I'm doing, but I never feel that I am, like, in control. And so I guess there's a spiritual quality to that. Got a lot of respect for nature. Got a lot of respect for water. Flowing water especially.
The way my uncle talks about the water and the words that he uses really paints a vivid picture in my head. I can hear the love in his voice. And when he talks like that, I feel closer to the places and the fish he's talking about. And hearing how he really feels makes me feel closer to him. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.